Tell us a little bit about the bass player that was playing with you last week that sat in for a couple songs.
John Moyer, yeah.
Yeah, we had a guest bassist the other day during Texas Rock Fest, and we closed up the entire Texas Rock Fest. We played our new song, Black in the Rye, that we've been playing from the album, and John came up and played with us. He's an amazing, amazing bassist. You've seen him in Disturbed, The Foundry, Adrenaline Mob, Soak. He's just a really well-respected guy, and for really good reason. He's so talented. And we've been friends for a really long time. He lives in Austin. We actually co-wrote a song together a while ago. It's not out yet. But we decided to have him on stage, and he came and rocked it and made us really cool for about 4.5 minutes. And then we were not cool again.
But he came over to our autograph line and signed some autographs and hung out with the fans.
He's really cool. He's really nice to the fans. Great looking dude. It was actually pretty awesome because we kind of look like brother and sister. And so, like, seeing the footage of him and me on stage together, it was just like, oh my gosh, my brother in rock, you know? So,
and then there was the, I am not worthy.
I'm definitely not worthy, and I want everyone to know that. Jason possibly is worthy. But I'm definitely not even close to being worthy. And John is fantastic. If you ever get to see him live, see him live.
Your background, as far as music goes, do you think you would get into this? Or are you academically trained?
I have actually. I do have an audio engineering degree, and I have a music business degree. So,
he's got a pedigree.
Yeah.
he's paper trained.
Yeah. And and a pedicure.
No, that's your feet.
Okay. right. It's a manicure.
That's how you can tell he's lying.
Yeah. I don't even know what a pedicure is. Hey.
Yes, you do.
I do.
He's the only member of this band who's ever had a pedicure.
I have had a pedicure. It's true. Yeah.
Feels good.
Why not?
He's like, people touch my nerves. No.
I've never had one. I don't know. I've heard it's cool, but I don't know. I haven't done it.
So I have an education in recording, audio engineering, and music business, and then I went and worked for a record label for about 5 years at the end of the 90s, and after that I kind of transitioned into building a recording studio in California, and this whole time I was always in local bands also, you know, we'd just play whenever.
And you're from California.
Yeah, from California, and in 2005 I moved to Austin and moved the studio there. That's where I met Kimberly, and then eventually joined the band full time. So.